Now, we've seen around the Eskom debacle, and Andre Derreter mentioned it, how these mafias emerge around state resources. Now, municipalities cannot exploit the electricity situation. So what they've done is take what is within their powers, and that is water, to try and make money out of that. On top of that, we see in this particular municipality, not only are they spending 50 million rand on water tankers extra, but they are now also spending 200 million rand to protect those water tankers. Now, I want to give you a very practical example of what happened to the Mgeni municipality when we took over. In the Mgeni municipality, we had a security contract that was one-third overvalued. In other words, the security company was getting 5 or 6 million rand more than the services that they were delivering to the municipality. And there were various ways that they were doing that. By cutting that out, we reduced the cost. What you see in this municipality is not only an exploitation and a weaponization of water, but you also see the exploitation of the security industry for the benefit of those in power. So what we're saying, let's devolve policing powers, let's devolve investigative authority to produce ready to prosecute documents. We've seen in the Western Cape, particularly in the city of Cape Town, where the city of Cape Town now compiles complete dockets for prosecution. And that's led to an increase in the number of cases that have gone to court and actually ended up with people in jail, because the police don't no longer have that capacity. And at a national level, they don't have any impetus to try and fix that that situation. So as the DA, that is our solution to crime in this particular province, and that is our solution to localizing policing capabilities in KwaZulu-Natal.